It's January the 14th, 2015, in the Lucy Coleman studio in Los Angeles, California. Pastor John here, your internet pastor. Heartburn. No, it's not heartburn. Heartbreak. I just posted on my Facebook page. I may shut that down. I'm so depressed. I'm just looking at what's going on in the world and everything, and I said, oh God, we need you more and more and more. And the more I head in that direction, talking about the more I need God, the more there's a sense of something in my environment telling me there is no God, there is nothing, there is no help, but there has to be. Look here, they're killing black people in Nigeria, families, children. I don't want to use one swear word, because there was a time when I wasn't like this. I'm 70 years old now. I see things happening in my world all around me, and I don't like it. This is, now I know why older people die. And I'm forcing myself at breakfast to eat, because after watching the little clip that I have on my Facebook about the Syrian boy crying his eyes out, his father's gone, his country is gone, the economy is gone, everything is shot to hell, tore up. And I was thinking, what am I going to have for breakfast? I got one of those little sausages things and chopped it up, and a couple of pieces of toast, and that's it, and a little fruit juice, healthy fruit juice. Breakfast. And I watch a video of people hungry, and then another picture of layers and layers of black people shot, burned. History, family, everything decimated. I'm depressed. And then I see these world leaders all grasping hands. Wait a minute. This is why I haven't been doing webcast, people. I see all these world leaders go over there grabbing hands in Paris, walking in solidarity, and criticizing Obama, and why didn't he come and join hands, and yeah, right. That would be just like they get all the world leaders in one place and kill them all, right? You know what? No one was marching arm lock to the dead girls in Nigeria, to the people that are being killed by the crazy Africans, families being decimated, everything. I don't see anybody walking arm on arm in that. And, you know, I don't want to hate people. I want to love people. I grew up in the Bible my whole life. I'm a person that believes in good, believes in God. I don't believe in man. I believe that man is totally depraved when man gets religion, when man figures out a way to make money off of the emotions and the things of others. It makes me think about a late friend of mine who passed away a while back, Victor Grassian, philosophy professor. In his own right, brilliant man. He was asking me, John, why do you believe in God? Why do you know, people are going to misbehave terribly. They've been doing it from generation to generation. We can become more modern, more sophisticated, educated, and with all that, we're still, I know, because I'm totally depraved. I was talking with a friend of mine, a newfound friend of mine from New York yesterday, and we were having a discussion concerning John MacArthur, Calvinism, things like that. While I was on my way to the valley driving, and It was the most interesting discussion because he pointed out that religion is a fail-safe situation that keeps people locked up. But I'm depressed because I can't find what I need in humanity. I guess this webcast is going this way. I can't find what I need in humanity outside of the Christ of the Bible that I have grown to believe in all of my days. And that's why I speak of him. That's why I extol him. I honor this Christ person. Okay, he's kept me. And I need him to keep my mind intact. Because I'm a workaholic, and that's what keeps me going. And if I don't relax the rest of my time off, I'm going to be fit to be tied up and let loose again and tied back up when I go back to work. So, yeah. Kind of depressed this morning. But why didn't you see the world leaders going to Syria joining hands? Why didn't you see them going to Haiti joining hands? An article came out and said that the situation in Haiti is just like it was 5 years ago when the earthquake struck. I remember when all the relief was poured into there. It poured in and it left. I mean, my goodness. Where the presidential palace stood is nothing but a big lot with green grass on it. Not even rebuilt. The premier of Haiti is turning out to be like all the rest of them. Men are foil. Men are depraved. That's why we need God in our lives. On an individual basis, on a group basis. We need to come with decency. And how can we do that when the clerics are all corrupt? You know, this is what I don't like about seeking God these days, because you can only seek God through the clerics that push God and this idea of God, and it doesn't make any sense. It just looks like a big business. I can't eat two pieces of toast and a little chicken link stuffed with pineapple or something. I can't eat it. I have no appetite. These days lately, as a Christian, I have to force myself to eat. The reason that I'm not making or doing the webcast is because I don't think that there's too many people listening. I see more and more people passing on my street dragging junk behind them in this city than I've ever seen before. I mean, there's something desperately wrong in this country, and it's deteriorating more and more. There was another article that someone was talking about to get an apartment, a decent apartment in a decent part of town here in Los Angeles. I mean, that's impossible. What did they say, like $2,400 a month? Wait, are you kidding me? A place to put your stuff and to lay your head? $2,400 a month for a one-bedroom apartment? And the picture that they had for the apartment, it was very similar to my living room because I just moved a used turntable that I bought into my living room with all my albums there. And so and I've been in this house so long, and I'm saying an apartment for $2,400 a month. I wouldn't pay that for a house to live in. I cannot believe what prices have skyrocketed to. It's like I'm living in the biblical end times, which I believe I am. And have you ever noticed something else about the people in our, the tribes in our community? People are different now. It's all the rush after money. There's no, I think that the moral framework has fallen off of anything. I had a young man ask me, he says, do you really believe that what the evangelical says about people going to hell that they're going? I said, well, what about the hell that the evangelical is going to for what they're doing? It's unscrupulous. I told the young man, I said, come into God on your own. But how do you do that? Well, there's only one way to do it. And that's for you to pray. Speak with him. You know, the Bible says in the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament, come now, let us reason together. Though your sins are as scarlet, I will make them white as snow. What is God saying? God is saying, I know you're messed up, but I could straighten you out. And that's what I was telling the young man. And so I said, make sure that you are living decently and not living as an animal. Make sure that you're treating every human being with decency, due respect. I got to tell you, yesterday I was in the valley and I was with someone and we were looking for somewhere to eat. And so I said, oh, well, there's a restaurant right to my left. And it was one of these. And I'm telling you a true story here because I know what I experience in life. It was a pretty decent looking restaurant, but I said, I don't know, because I'm in the valley and I'm not in my own neighborhood and I'm in a different part of town, and how do I know? And I said to the person in the car, how do I know that these aren't some racist crackers that's looking at the news and their president and get mad and try to poison me? And so the person said, oh, but I've eaten here before and the food is pretty good. And so I said, oh, well, what do they know? So I went in. And there were a few patrons in the place. I sat down. I ordered a little. I hadn't had liver with grilled onions on it in a long time. And vegetables and a little dirty rice. It seemed like a nice plate. I ordered it. It was a white establishment. So we were the only African Americans in there. And my friend ordered a plate that looked like, oh, I just got sick over. I didn't want that. And mine looked more decent. So I began to eat and enjoy. We had the meal. I got up. I left the restaurant. And before I left, I said, why is my stomach bubbling here? I said, leave it alone. I got 3 blocks. And I'm telling you, I just lost it. I had to drive home, and I had to, and that wasn't a flu or anything. No, somebody put something in my food, and that, see, my first thought was the right thought. I've been around long enough. I can look at a restaurant, look at people's faces when I walk in that restaurant, and I can tell whether these people are legit. And here for the past year, or going on 2 years, I eat my own food. I very rarely eat out. Because when the economy is rough and people start getting mad at Obama and everybody else and they see me, well, then they're just going to think that I voted for him and they'll try to poison me. So I learned my lesson yesterday. I'm not going out to eat in nobody's restaurant unless I go out with a large group of people. And but it just went right through me like blah. We live, and no, I'm not going to complain against the restaurant or anything like that, because you can't stop somebody from being what they are. You really can't. And I'm not paranoid about these things. I know what's happening. Look, let me share something with you. You pray for the people in Nigeria. You really pray, petition God to step in supernaturally. Like in the times when he was dealing with the Israelis or the Jews when they were coming out of bondage in Egypt. And to pray for the Syrians. Since Gaddafi's been killed, man, the whole region is in turmoil. And our government is over there, got our hands in it, tearing up everything, just everything. Killing folk, decimating lives and people like it doesn't even matter anymore. You know what? I also noticed something else. A lot of unemployed. A lot of people are just unemployed all the time. Never able to find any employment. One of my friends recently got a job. Just got his master's from SC. And he'll be teaching a third and fourth grade class. I'm glad for him. Very happy for him. So, you know, you get the right kind of degree. And because they're still hiring in certain jobs. But they're looking for people with certain kinds of ambitions and qualifications to do that. And I thank God for that. I hope that he can get his life on a roll and buy him a car. Get him an apartment, get him a house, the way, you know, the American dream. Everybody wants it. Everybody wants to fulfill it. The American dream comes at a very high price. But you guys just remember me in your prayers. I'm a little depressed because I see all this stuff. That's why I haven't been doing the webcast. The news is devastating to me. Just devastating. That individuals could treat individuals so poorly. And we entertain ourselves with violence in this society and in this culture. Our young people are totally messed up. And I mean totally. I just got a message here. Somebody's telling me there's someone's birthday, and I know this young man. He was one of my students in the college. He made 23 today. Man, I remember when I made 23. I was in the U.S. Army, just about ready to get out at 23. You know what? He invited me to his birthday party, and I think that I'll attend and just go and slide into place and sit down because it's right near where I am. And I'll bring him a birthday card and wish him the best. because it's his time to live his life. Guess it would have been different if I had remained a pastor. But then I would have had to stay in a place where unsatisfaction was the reward of my labor. I was unsatisfied with the product that was being produced. So, that's where I am. That's why I have not been doing the webcast the way that they should be done. I think I told you about that at the last of the year or the beginning of the year, that the webcast would be very different because we are living in perplexing times. Too many of us can pick up a plate of food and eat it and go to the mall and spend money and just frivolously do this, and while people are dying all around us, people that never had a chance. And you know what? Listen. We only got one life. We only have one life, and we're living it now. Man, when I saw those dead people lined up in that clip, and you won't see it on the local media. You won't see those pictures. I don't know who got that picture. But you got hundreds of Nigerians lined up in a row where they just went in and killed these people and burned them. So they had to lay them out, and so the people, I guess, from other villages and towns can come in and say, do you know these people before we put them in a mass grave? And I thought about America and what we stood for, and when everybody went to church on Sunday, where we were believing in something, where we had trust in our authorities, where anyone could stop a kid on the street and correct him and tell him that kind of bit. You know what? I'm afraid to tell people that the behavior is bad now. Can you believe that? That's how it's gotten. Because what happens is when you say that, kind of interesting. Yeah, because when you say that, you know, obviously you're going to be ostracized and not. And in my faith, it was taught, well, you know, you're a martyr. You know, you're being martyred because of your belief system. Well, that hurts. It really hurts. I guess the effect of martyrdom is taking its effect on me. I don't want to be laughed at anymore. Now, I can give proof. You know, somebody asked me about the proof of God, and somebody asked me, did I believe that Jesus was God? I said, I believe that Jesus is a manifestation of all that God was. And I said, all that God is. And that we could never know that until we really came into contact with that Jesus. And so I said, I believe that I have. And I came in contact with that persona, if you would, of Jesus before I joined the church. See, don't get it twisted. You don't get that by going to church. You don't get it by going to church. And you see, that's what the funny thing is, because see, a lot of people say, well, now you come to this church and you can get it. That's a lie. You can't get that from church. You can't get that from studying under John MacArthur, John Piper, John Coleman. You don't get that. You don't get that by joining the popular brigade. At times I have to fall on my face and says, God, I'm lonely. For just friendship, what are you lonely for? Are you lonely for a lover? Oh, I love to have a lover, but that's complication. That's complication, because that involves always considering the other person above all else. And that's impossible because I'm human and I can never consider anyone above myself. And to think that you could. Now, there's a lot of people like me that would give of themselves for others. And I've done that on numerous occasions. I think that's a part of my problem. Because I love humans so much. Hey, if I was in Syria, there wouldn't be no crying, hungry boy crying up in my face, I'm hungry. Today, for the first time in my life, no, not the first time in years, listen to this, for the first time in my life, I was trying to take care of some business here in the office over the phone, and I couldn't find the information because, you know, my eyesight, I'm going to have to get some more glasses, obviously. But I couldn't read the numbers. The numbers on the sheet was too small, and the lady hung up on me. And I ran out with the, you guys should have heard it. I ran out with this rah. I was angry. I said, oh boy, get a grip. Get a grip. That's what my depression has done to me. And you know, I try not to take anything for my depression. I just try to live through it. I have to learn how to convert some files here because I got this little pad here and I got to put all of my work for next semester in this pad, and I want to start transferring it and working on the slides, and I got to test them and all that kind of stuff. And so that's what I'll be doing for the next couple of weeks, getting my school work in order, because, and thank God I have time before I go back to work. And it's rougher for me because I should be fully retired. I should be fully retired, going on vacations, train tours, and things like that, just enjoying myself, coming home to spend a few days at home and then back on the train, going to a different location in the city and then, you know, in the country and enjoying myself, seeing some places, you know, that I've never seen before. Instead of getting all fully depressed. Breakfast. Oh my goodness, my friends. Well, listen, anyhow, thank you for coming to my website. Pray for me if you want. I'd appreciate it. But I know what I have to do. I have to seek God for myself. And I have to start telling God, I don't care about all this stuff. None of these things move me. I've started reading my scriptures and start applying those scriptures back in my life again. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. This is what it says in the Bible. Okay, I believe in the book of Philippians. I have all the promises of God that can encourage me to do better in this life. And I adjure you, by the power that you have within you, not to listen to those that says there is no God, nothing matters, everything is chaotic, you can't do anything about it. Just grapple it to your own self and to use it, you know, heap it into your own lust. Because it's about you. It's about you. Well, primarily it is because I got to keep me alive. Nobody else is responsible for me. And so, I do just that. I keep it going. Hey, thank you so much for coming to my website. Thank you again to the Wigleys. Man, I'm loving this used turntable that I bought to listen to my old Christian records. It is so nice. Thank you to the Wigleys. All is well in my life. To the people that write me into P.O. Box, like Leonard, brother, how are you doing? And like, brother, let me see, what's his name? Oh my gosh, I can't think of his name in Florida. All right. And Harry Bing. Yeah, the Harry Bing and to all my friends, and even to all my friends that stopped writing me. See, when I stop going along with somebody else's parade, they stop writing you. But, you know, but to the ones that are still writing me and still understanding what I'm trying to say. I'm an older man getting older, and I got to keep up with this young people swag because I got to keep up with them. Man, this new day and age, check it out. I was in the mall going to get a haircut yesterday, then I'll let you go. See, I start talking, I can't stop. Typical JC webcast. I was getting ready to go up the escalator in the mall to my barber, where my barber shop is. And a young man came down the escalator that I know, a graduate of UC Santa Barbara, and 26, 27 years old. And he said, "Hey, PJ." And I said, "Hey, man, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up?" And so I'm looking at him, and he says, "You're looking good." I said, "And you too." Now, in this mall where I go to, all the people that, you know, whoop-de-da, who's this? That's what they do. They walk around the mall. And so everybody's looking, and they're wondering, what is a white-haired man doing talking with this, you know, these kids with these hairdos now? And he says, what is he doing talking with that guy like they have been friends their whole lives? Well, we have. We have. I remembered him before he had the degree. I know his mother. Live over here in the Baldwin Hills. Not the Baldwin Hills area, but yeah. I won't even mention it, but yeah, I know the family. And it's great. No, not church related. Not church related at all. Because most of the people that I hang with now don't go to church. But they come right up in that barbershop where I was. My barber said, "This is my pastor." I said, "Yeah, yeah, but I don't pastor no church no more." I said, "You shouldn't tell those guys that I'm a pastor like that. They'll pick up the wrong idea." And so when the guys asked me in the barbershop what I meant, I told them. That's nonsense, man. You don't have to do that. All you have to do is think a little bit. During the day and age when you're supposed to teach those moral principles to your children and everything and how to treat each other and do all that, that's good. You got that in church, you didn't need anything else. All right. There it is. See, I'm going into another story. One story leads into another one. Love you so much. Okay. I'll do it. I know some of you out there want to hear some music, but I'll do it next time. I'm not gonna look for any music now because it would take me too long to set up things, and plus I gotta figure out how to transfer these files. God bless you. You know the drill. Whatever you do, stay into the Word of God.